beyond my wildest dreams. You know, if you told me this time last year that I'd be this involved with the Donegal team and win an Ulster Championship, and now getting ready to play in an All-Ireland final after beating Dublin in a semi-final, you know, I wouldn't believe it for a second now. But that's just an unbelievable, it's been an unbelievable year for us, you know, us young lads like me and Ryan McHugh and Luke Keeney there and Darragh O'Connor. It's just been great, you know, and we're very thankful to Jim for giving us the opportunity, and we'll look forward now to the next two and a half weeks now to get ready for the All-Ireland final. Now it'd be brilliant.
And it must be an amazing education, not just to come in to a squad and be guided by Jim McGuinness, by the experienced players in that squad, the McGees, the Murphys and the Lacys among that squad. An incredible experience for young people like yourself.
That is incredible. You know, there's so much experience in that squad, you know, you have countless All-Stars, and boys obviously won All-Ireland there in 2012, and they've three Ulster Championships won now at this stage, and it's an honour to play with them, to be honest with you. You know, they're great men, you know, they'll help you out, they'll give you a good word at training and before the matches. You know, they're great men to be around, you can, it's an honour to play with them, you know.
And the build up to the final, of course, is something new to yourself. Most of the players in the squad, with the exception of yourself and Ryan McHugh, they've been there before, and they'll help you through it, and they'll give you little tips to how to get around difficult situations and to handle situations.
Aye, they will, surely. Yeah, it was the same with the Ulster final there against Monaghan. You know, the boys are always there if you had any questions, and they're always giving you tips and helping you out. Like, and I remember the night before the Ulster final, Liam McGee came into the room to me and he had a wee chat with me. You know, so. Yeah, it's great men to have about you, and you couldn't ask for better, really, to be honest.
Kerry, I mean, they are the kings of Gaelic football. I mean, what better team to play against in a final? And you know, if you need any motivation for any game, it's playing Kerry in an All-Ireland final.
Yeah, well, obviously one of the most successful county in the country with all the All-Irelands and Ulster Championships they've won, and they've proved this year that they have great football and tradition down there with the football they've played, and they'll be a massive task for us now in the All-Ireland final. They've had a great year, you know, especially with the boys they've lost with injuries and retirement and all that. They've proved that they have the strength and depth, you know, to push on to get the Munster Championship and get into an All-Ireland final. So it's going to be a massive day for to play against Kerry. You know, you couldn't really ask for a better team to play against in an All-Ireland final, you know.
And Jim McGuinness obviously has placed his faith in yourselves as a group of players, but the most important thing is that you place your faith in the system that he puts in place.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm so thankful really to Jim for giving me this opportunity. You know, from the start of the year, he's told me that he had the belief in me to play at the highest level, and I didn't have the belief in myself, really, to be honest with you. But Jim would put belief in any man to do anything or to believe in anything. He's an amazing man, hey, and his systems and his plan, game plans, he's just unbelievable, hey, and put the belief in any man to go out on a match day and put in 100% for that system and to get the victory. Like,
I don't think anybody has managed to fully work out what the system is or what the plan was against Dublin, but that was the team that couldn't be beaten, and you went out and you beat them at 6 points.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. Now, never mind anyone giving us any hope to win the first Ulster Championship game against Derry. We didn't have much hope in the bookies or whatever about the county and the country, but no one was giving us any hope at all against Dublin. But we knew as soon as Dublin beat Monaghan to get into that game, we knew that Jim would make a plan, and the plan would be successful if we believed in it and stuck to it. And on the day it was, saying no better man to make a plan than Jim, you know.
And it'll be a different plan for the final. He'll have to make a different plan, but you know, you've got the players who are adaptable and who will stick to the system.
You have to. Whoever you're playing against, you have to adapt to how they play and make a different plan to face that. And Jim's been doing it for the last 4 years now, and he's had a different game plan for every game, and he's been successful. And most of them, he's only lost maybe two or three championship games in 4 years. Like, it's an unbelievable statistic. Like, and he's just proved how an unbelievable manager he is, and he's proved his worth, you know, in the game. And he's a great man.